Mark, you opened a new soybean breeding and trait development center in Illinois recently. Talk to me a little bit about the center and what will be going on there, and we'll start there.
Yeah, so the center in Whiteheath really represents a key investment in the U.S. It's an $8.1 million breeding and trait development facility, really designed to advance soybean production with new varieties and the traits that growers need to overcome different pest pressures. So really the focus at the facility in Whiteheath is on maturity groups 2 and 3.
When we look at this investment into soybean research, what are some of the benefits and some of the things that soybean growers can expect to see in the advancements of soybean technologies?
Our efforts at that particular station will help bring new soybean varieties with the right trait packages to growers throughout the Midwest to really help meet their greatest challenges and improve their yields. We are focusing with Bayer on the Credenz brand. The Credenz is the first global soybean brand from Bayer, and it's really kind of a next generation soybean that offers integrated smart genetics, traits, and varieties to deliver new choices and for complete weed management and competitive yield performance. Smart genetics really focuses on 4 key pillars. One is that you actually have a choice of traits. We're not just focused on a single trait platform, so we are going to be bringing multiple trait platforms to the marketplace that will enable the most highly efficient weed control as possible. Obviously, it's also offering state-of-the-art breeding, and that's a big part of this facility. We're going to tailor those varieties with the ongoing innovation that we have at Bayer.
It sounds like there's the investment in research, but all of these benefits really come back and ultimately help the grower. How important is it in a time when margins are tight for growers that they have research, or they have research going into it to develop traits and products that help them be more efficient?
Yeah, it's really a great time, in my opinion, for the agriculture community. And we're doing everything we can to support the grower. We're investing just in the U.S. between 2013 and 2016, close to $1 billion in new facilities and capital expansion. And this complements, you know, already about $1 billion that we're investing globally in research and development through our crop science division. So we're focused on the grower. I think one of the things that we're really also trying to focus on is not just a product, but really focus on integrated solutions and thinking more about the crop itself. And how do we improve soybean production in the U.S.?
Mark, this is one of 3 research facilities that will open this year. What other areas of the country will the research focus on?
Correct. We also opened a station in Marion, Arkansas, that will focus on group 4s and 5s, and then also Pikeville, North Carolina, which will focus on maturity groups 6 and 7.
Anything else about the investment and what this means for soybean growers around the Corn Belt?
I think, you know, in general, we're just excited about the opening and the opportunity that it's going to provide, not only for the local community in Illinois, but we anticipate big things coming out of Whiteheath and that station for U.S. soybean production in general.